Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Well, let's kick off our final hour of the show today by going out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We are joined by AJ Cassavell covering the Padres for MLB.com. AJ, always good to have you on. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm finally caught up on some sleep from the trade deadline last week, so I'm feeling really good.
That a boy. Nobody, you know, they always talk about how hard it is on, like, you know, AJ Preller and his staff. Nobody ever thinks about us, the media, how taxing it was on us, AJ. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. The fun has come screeching to a halt, but I fully expect this team to get back on track, as I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah, and that's my biggest takeaway, is that baseball in small samples can be, I mean, it can be really brutal sometimes, but, I mean, that's what this is. That's what you have to look at this as, because yeah, you can't acquire three hitters like that and get worse offensively. Like, they're going to snap out of this. I think the question is not if, it's when, and it's when that happens, what does it look like, and it's also, like, is it enough to get the Padres to where they need to get to? And so I am not too concerned about the offense. I just think that it's almost kind of laughable that this stretch happens now, right after they go out and do what they do. And I also think maybe it's fair to draw some correlation that you get all these guys and all of a sudden you're trying to be the best offense in baseball, and that has some effect on the hitters when you're not, and maybe you start pressing a little bit. The Padres repeatedly say that's not what's happening, but I think there might be some of that.
It is funny, though, you know, because you use the term small sample size. And for what you do for a living and for what we do for a living and for the majority of our audience who do seem to live and die with every pitch, which, by the way, if that's my product and I've got fans that are living and dying and hanging on every word I say or every word you write, that's what you want. Right? That's passion. That's, and maybe a little bit of psychosis in there as well. It is funny, though. Baseball is such a weird sport where small sample size, like, you can't just write an article that says, well, it's only been five games, guys. We can't come on every day and say, it's only been five games. In the here and the now, when you're watching this team right now, and you just alluded to it a little bit, maybe a little bit of pressing, maybe a little bit of getting to know their surroundings, but this team is too good. This lineup is too good. This doesn't look like the lineups of old where you're hoping for it to happen. You just kind of feel like it will. What is the mood amongst the guys these days? You're down in there. You know, we're not, but mostly, but you're down in there with them.
Yeah, I think the mood is, there's a sense of frustration, but it's not to the level of I think, like, what some fans who live and die with this team are getting frustrated. I think there's a genuine kind of confidence that they're going to snap out of this, and they're going to snap out of it soon, and that when they do, it's going to look pretty good offensively. So I just think that, I mean, it's kind of by nature, like, to be a baseball player, you kind of have to be able to withstand some ups and some downs, because it is a long season and you're doing it every single day. And so you just naturally learn not to be as affected by the down parts of the season as maybe a fan would be, or somewhere as a watcher would be. I just think that there's a level of confidence there in that clubhouse that I still sense, but there's also just kind of like what the heck? Like, when is this going to start?
AJ, got a tweet here from Rick. I'm sure you've seen similar sentiments. Says Tatis should be the Padres' everyday shortstop when he gets back. Kim has done great defensively, but we need offense. Well, clearly the Padres need offense, but I'm not sure that that's a totally accurate statement. Ha-Sung Kim, offensively, has been one of the Padres' more productive players, correct, over the last really month or so. What do you think the Padres do based on what you're hearing from Bob Melvin? I know he's been kind of coy about where Tatis is going to play and how he figures in, but how do you kind of map it out for the Padres when he comes back, presumably, next week?
Well, funny you should ask this. I have a story going up, I think, in a few hours about what Fernando Tatis Jr.'s return looks like specifically. And I think positionally, there's a few questions. It's positionally, and it's how much does he play. Positionally, I think you guys were talking about the center field situation before I hopped on. In center field, if you don't want Will Myers playing center against left-handed pitching, which I think that's a fair thing, Will Myers defensively in center field isn't exactly what you're looking for there. You play Fernando Tatis Jr. there and give Grisham the day off and let Ha-Sung Kim play it short against lefties. Against righties, you play Tatis at short and let Grisham play center. And I think we're going to see some sort of Trent Grisham, Ha-Sung Kim platoon. And I know that both of those guys didn't get off to the greatest start to the season offensively. And Grisham had his little rut defensively, I think in around early July or whenever that was.
Yep.
But they're both really good defenders, generally speaking. And they both started to hit a little bit. And they both do well against their own platoon splits. So if you can get those guys the right matchups and get them in the game defensively by moving Tatis between short and center field, I think you do that. And I also think there's another part of the equation to the Tatis return, and that's when he gets back. The Padres are in the thick of a pennant race it's going to be mid-August when he comes back. Everyone's going to want Tatis to play 9 innings every single day, and that's just probably not what the Padres are looking for health-wise. It's not all that feasible. I mean, most of these guys, when they start spring training, they play a day, they get a day off. They play a day, they get a day off. And during all of this, they're playing 5 innings and 6 innings and 7 innings. They're going to ramp Tatis up a lot quicker than what most players get in spring training. And they're going to get him back in this lineup a lot quicker than what most players get in spring training. But to do that, they're going to have to give him some days off, and I think Bob Melvin said that they're going to make very liberal use of the designated hitter with Tatis, which in turn would mean that Grisham's in center and Kim's at shortstop on those days.
I agree with you, actually, like 100%, AJ, but I can already hear the complaints, and they go something like this. You don't take a generational talent and yank him around all over the field. You want a guy like that to be comfortable in his position. I'll counter with, could there be anything cooler? First of all, we know Fernando Tatis Jr., essentially the coolest person, maybe player, ever lived right now. To be both a shortstop and a center fielder in Major League Baseball at the same time?
Mookie Betts does it. He played second base. I mean, let's stop acting like this doesn't happen on championship-caliber teams. And you know, if it's ego, I don't know what it is. It's about being part of a team and pulling on the same rope and trying to one common goal, and that's to win a World Series. And I think, AJ, and you could probably speak to this more than us, that's still the ultimate goal from the guys in that clubhouse.
Yeah, and with Fernando specifically, he's said several times, I mean, he always says when we ask him, like, positionally, where do you want to play? He says, I'm a shortstop. And then the follow-up to that is, would you be open to moving around? He says, absolutely, if it helps us win. And so this, to me, seems like the ideal situation where he's playing shortstop the majority of the time, but playing center field when it helps the Padres because it gets Ha-Sung Kim into the lineup against left-handed pitching. And so if you have Fernando Tatis Jr. doing that, and we all know what kind of an athlete he is, and I think if you look back to last season how he handled the outfield, it was pretty easy to him. He made that one mistake in the Cardinals game just very poorly timed. Wasn't everything pretty poorly timed last September? But
yes,
this is the ideal scenario. And like you said, it's not about getting into a comfort zone and playing one position because that's what you want your star to be happy or whatever. Fernando's happy playing wherever the Padres ask him, as long as they kind of still view him as a shortstop, and they still do view him as a shortstop. And so I just think that so many of these guys on different teams that are versatile and can play different spots are open to doing that, and I don't see why it would be any different here.
Talking to our pal A.J. Cassavelle here on Ben and Woods this morning. A.J., what is your sense regarding Manny Machado right now? I did not watch the broadcast on MLB Network last night. I did hear, and we haven't talked about it today, I heard Bob Costas lit him up a little bit for not being at second on that missile he hit to left field. Do you get a sense that ankle is still bothering him terribly?
Yes. I think he's playing hurt. I think he's playing hurt. I think he plays hurt kind of often, like a lot of these guys do. Like,
no
it's
doubt.
Not that big of a, it's not that big of a deal for Manny Machado to be playing hurt, and I don't know how much it's affecting him in the box right now. I don't think he would tell you not at all. He would tell you that he's
Manny effing Machado. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and well, I mean, but that's like, that's part of who he is. He's a confident guy, regardless of whether he's playing with a really balky ankle. And I think it's still bothering him. I think it's easy to draw the parallel to when he got injured and kind of his dip in the numbers since then. But in terms of him being on second base there, I mean, maybe you ask him to not watch that ball a little, but he's not going to be on second base there because it was hit so hard and they played the carom so well. And I mean, if you're going to ask Manny Machado to run hard out of the box every single time, maybe you're not going to get Manny Machado that plays 155 games every season. He's clearly found a way to manage what it takes to handle the grind of a big league calendar. And look, you don't want a 12-year-old in Little League watching the ball go off the fence and being at first base. But if you're paying a guy $30 million a year to be in the batter's box 155 games a year, you're not going to want him risking the health of his ankle to get an extra base in the fourth inning of a game in early August if it helps you down the line because he's on the field. And I think that's maybe where we are. And I've seen this basically since Manny's been here when he's playing banged up. He does it a lot. He did it, I think last year was a shoulder thing that he was playing through. He does that. He dials it down a little bit, especially on the base paths. And people who don't watch him every day don't see the reason behind it. They just see it. And then maybe take some shots at him that aren't all that fair.
You know, I watched Manny coming out of the box on that play from the press box as it was scalded, and he knew it was scalded. He'd gotten thrown out at second a few days ago. Clearly he's not running like he did because of the ankle, but he was watching it very closely, and I don't know if anyone asked him about it, but he looked like he was clearly ready. If that was mishandled at all, didn't go right back to the left fielder, he's turning off the afterburners, he gets to second easily. But if it didn't, if it was played cleanly, he's not going to risk it and not going to risk getting thrown out on the base paths at less than 100% speed. So I saw him watching it really closely. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
He really does.
More than crazy.
Really more than any player. He's got that instinctual knowledge. I mean, just the vast knowledge of baseball and the way it truly works, AJ. And I'm sure you've seen that too.
Yeah, his baseball IQ is ridiculous.
Staggering.
It's one of the best I've ever seen. And it kind of just underscores why he's out there as often as he is. But he takes so much pride in playing every day. And so that even when he misses 8 games like he did earlier this season, even if he wasn't on the IL, it bothered him to not be out there. And so in all of this, I think his greatest sin in all of this isn't the fact that he wasn't running hard to second base on a play that he probably would have been thrown out on while instead kind of preserving that ankle that he's playing on. I think his greatest sin is like kind of having said some of the things he said in explaining it. Like, we do a better job of explaining why Manny Machado is doing this than Manny can to us. You know, we kind of all understand because we see it every day that he's playing through some stuff that maybe a lot of guys in the league don't. And Manny doesn't. I mean, and hey, it's not his job to, but when we kind of ask him about it, he says things like he's freaking Manny Machado. Like, that's the disconnect, I think, is that he doesn't have – he isn't necessarily in media scrum the most well-spoken in terms of explaining kind of these kind of things that kind of unfairly define his reputation as a baseball player, which I think is, like I said, completely unfair. It's not – he is one of the – he's one of the biggest gamers I've ever seen in terms of just the way he gets himself ready for games and the way he's out there every day.
AJ, I really appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing that piece on Fernando Tatis Jr.'s possible return and where he's going to play later today at Padres.com. And as always, appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It was AJ Cassaville on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.